Thanks, Dwight. And isn't that a great song? Faith is the victory. Where would we be tonight without the victory that we have through our faith in God? You know, the Bible, in the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul says that I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life that I live by faith in Jesus Christ. Those words were not so uncommon to Paul's vocabulary. And in his attempt to address early Christians in the book of Hebrew, the Apostle Paul writes for us in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And if you have your Bible, you might want to turn there tonight. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, he asks what we call the heroes of faith. And he begins throughout this chapter, at the very beginning and all the way through the chapter, to remind us of people who live their lives by faith. In verse 4, first of all, he begins to identify faith for us. He says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And he says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, his brother, because he offered it in faith. And then by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found because God translated him. Without faith, he says, it's impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. Well, he goes on to say, by faith Abraham, when he was called of God, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, Sarah served God and received the power to conceive the seed when she was past the age. By faith, the Bible says that Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons, the sons of Joseph, and worshiped, leaning upon the top of the staff. We could go on and on throughout this book, but the Bible says down there in that verse that is so important, verse 13, that all of these died in faith. It is not enough for us to be believers in God initially, but we must be a people who live our lives every day by faith. And faith is much more than just mental assent. It is much, much more than just simply acknowledging Christ as the Son of God, as some did this morning. But the life of faith is so important. But too oftentimes in our lives, we find ourselves devoid of faith. We find ourselves as people who have weak faith because our faith is teetering on a lot of different things. How we feel that day, what's happening in our lives. And sometimes we just have to back up and ask the question, what is happening to my faith? What is happening? Do you know Jesus said your faith can move mountains? It is amazing what can happen when we have great faith in God. God can do great things through us. And as we were singing a moment ago, faith really is the victory that overcomes the world. Your faith can move mountains, but your doubts can create them. They can. Someone said one time, don't let the water of doubt put out the fire of your faith. Now that's a good thought, folks. Don't let the waters of doubt put out the fire of your faith. You and I, every day, need to understand that we must not dig up doubts where our faith has been planted. You know, faith comes by hearing, according to Romans 10 and verse 17. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that seed of God that is called the Word in Luke chapter 8 is planted within our heart. And then we ought to allow that seed to take root and blossom in our lives every day. Every Christian really does have faith. There are several things, however, he needs to understand. He knows that he needs faith, why he even wants to have faith. He doesn't want to lose his faith, even though there are those in our world that abandon their faith and they lose their faith. We all sometimes make claims to faith. If I were to ask you tonight, do you have faith in God? Why, you would say to me, well, sure, I have faith in God. But how strong is your faith in God tonight? There is a difference between claiming faith and really being a possessor of faith. When the Apostle Peter addressed the early Christians in the first century in his second epistle, chapter 1 and verse 1, he talked about faith being something that is very precious. It should be precious. And faith is something that we share with other people. It's not uncommon today to hear people say, well, you know, we ought to be people that share our faith. Well, when Peter wrote these words, he also challenged the early church to sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer for the hope that lies within you with meekness and fear. And that is sharing our faith with other people. Do you ever see things in your life that make you wonder? Oh, I know people have all kinds of questions in their mind sometimes about God. And what's happening to my faith? We often ask that. Do you ever surprise yourself in the questions that you have about God? Let me share with you three things tonight that are so very, very important regarding our faith. When we think about this question, what is happening to my faith? I want you to know foremost that faith is tremendously important. It is. If what Paul wrote is true, then it's extremely important. For he says, without faith we cannot please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. You can't honor God. You can't please him. You could come to church all day long. But if you didn't become a possessor of faith in your life and in your heart, then your attendance at the assembly of the Lord's church would be a meaningless one. We must have faith in God. Faith is important. It is. Because you just can't please God without it. We want to honor God. We want to please God. We have to live by faith. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2 and then reiterated again over in the book of Romans chapter 12 by the Apostle Paul. He says that the just live by faith. Read the book of Hebrews chapter 10. You'll find the same thing. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, the scripture says faith is important because we walk by faith. Have you ever considered this? Every morning when you get out of bed, you begin your day by faith. You don't know what's going to happen that day. I didn't know what was going to happen today. I didn't know that two souls would obey the gospel this morning and be baptized into Christ. Had no idea that was going to happen. There are things every day in our life that challenge us. But how grateful and how thankful we are that we can walk by faith. Our walk with God is a walk under the umbrella of God's grace. For in the book of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, the Bible says that if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord cleanseth us from all of our sin. But that is the walk in faith. But our action and our obedience comes as an outgrowth of our faith. Remember the passage I read this morning where James says that faith without works is dead? He said it's kind of like the body. He said that is without the spirit, the body is dead. It's of no value. We take it and we place it in the cemetery, or perhaps we dispose of the body in some way or another, because our eternal spirit that has been given by our Father goes back to God. The man of God in the Old Testament said that when a man dies, that his body goes back to the dust of the ground, and his spirit returns unto God who gave it. But our works must accompany our faith, James chapter 5 and verse 15. We must be a people that pray in faith as well. When you pray, do you actually pray in faith, believing? You know, sometimes people pray as a last resort. And their attitude about prayer is that nothing else worked, and so I'll pray about it. It's kind of like I'll treat this like I would gambling. I'll gamble on the idea that prayer may work. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus said that we are not to faint, but we are to continue in prayer, Luke 18 and verse 1, and it is true. Aren't you thankful tonight that God is a forgiving God? And he forgives us based upon our working faith, Luke 17. Any obedience that we render unto God should come from our faith, Hebrews chapter 11. And that faith is the foundation for our hope. When Paul the Apostle wrote the book of 1 Corinthians, I think the chapter that we call the love chapter is so important, chapter 13. And in that chapter, at the end of it, he says, "Now abideth faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." But do you realize that the foundation of our hope is based upon our faith? Listen to what Paul again says. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Well, one thing we need to realize when we talk about this question, what is happening to my faith, not only do we need to recognize that faith is so extremely important, but that your faith can change. And let me tell you something. Your faith should change. There are some good changes, but there are some bad changes. Now, let me share with you what I mean by that. Our faith can change. There are various forms of faith, first of all, in the Bible. Did you know the Word of God talks about different faith? It talks about weak faith that is doubtful to disputations in the book of Romans 4 and verse 19. Paul talks about those that have strong faith. You know, I like to be around people that have strong faith. They inspire me, they encourage me, and they lift me up. In my spirit, when I see the strength of their faith, not because things are going well, but because of adversity, their faith remains and their faith continues to grow. They are strong in the faith and in the power of God. But I have seen people with little faith. Sometimes if things just don't work out like we want them to work out, then our faith is doubtful. And then we begin to say, "What's happening to my faith?" You know what? You didn't hold on to God. That's what's wrong. You held on to the wrong thing. One man said one time that it was late in life, but he finally realized that he had propped his ladder against the wrong wall. People are always talking about wanting to climb the ladder of success. And this man said, "You know what? I realized that I had my ladder propped against the wrong thing." And I think it's true. Oh, I love to be around people with great faith. Matthew 8. And Jesus often commended people because of it. Now, the reason I made this statement that our faith can change, it means that we could have faith and still not be right with God. Did you know that? Let me tell you something. The Bible says that the devils believe they have a degree of faith. She's all right. She loves me. Now, the devils have a degree of faith, but it's not a saving faith. It's a faith that causes them to tremble. It does. Sometimes our faith causes us to tremble because it's not a great faith. It trembles when the least little thing comes along and happens to us that we tremble and we falter. Our faith can change, all right, as I said. But what can happen? What can happen to our faith? Well, it can fail. It does. Jesus said unto Peter, he says, "You know, when you are converted, strengthen the brethren. Your faith is failing," Luke 22. Sometimes people deny the faith. They do. They give heed to seducing doctrines of demons, and their faith often is denied. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. Sometimes people actually depart from it. I think I mentioned this to you once before, and I don't know that it would be adequately true, and I'm not trying to suggest that it is. If I told you that's the way it was, that would be fake news, so I'm not going to tell you fake news. But I will tell you that in most communities, there probably are as many unfaithful members of the church that do not attend a worship service on Sunday morning as those who do in most communities. People are often faithless. They depart from the faith. Sometimes their faith is shipwrecked. 1 Timothy 1, verse 19. But what can happen is that people can stray from their faith. 1 Timothy 6. Paul charges those not to stray from the faith. And don't let your faith be overthrown. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 18. And our faith is often overthrown by a lot of things that take place in our life. Sometimes people just cast off their faith. You ever known people who believed in God and were active in the church for a long, long time? And then they just quit church all of a sudden. They quit going to worship. They quit serving God. That happens a lot of times. And they actually become unbelievers. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. You know, God said that we are to put our faith in Him. We are, not in selves. Sometimes people say, well, you know, you can accomplish anything in life if you have enough faith in yourself. But that is not the answer, folks. Faith in self will get you nowhere, but faith in God will get you everywhere. Faith in God will get you where you need to be. Sometimes people put their faith in past experiences. Sometimes people say, well, if I could just have an experience and I'd believe in God. You know what? God doesn't work that way. We say, well, seeing is believing. You know what? Believing is seeing. We have to accept God by faith. And it cannot be based upon past experiences. It cannot be based upon other people. It cannot be based upon a job. It cannot be based upon the economy. But it has to be based in Him alone. Proverbs chapter 3. For the word says to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Faith can change. Now, I told you that there are some good changes that should take place as well. We are to grow in faith. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3. That should happen. Is your faith growing? Is it? I think hers is. Is your faith really growing in Christ? It should be. You know, the disciples came to Jesus one time and they asked Jesus, they said, Lord, increase our faith. But you know what? Our faith comes by reading the Word of God, doesn't it? And we are strengthened within the inner man, Colossians 1 and verse 11 and Ephesians 3 and verse 16. We have to be that people that walk by faith every day. Every day when I get out of bed, I walk by faith. I believe that God is going to lead me where I need to go. I believe He's going to guide my footsteps. And when I realistically pray unto Him, God, lead me and guide me to some lost soul today. God does that. And I talk with people all the time about Jesus. But then you might look back and ask, what happened? What happened to your faith? Maybe you took it for granted. Sometimes people do. And they ignore warnings. They lose their faith. They assume that everything's going to be all right. They stay home. They don't come to worship. They stay the same. They think, hey, you know what? Never going to happen. I'll always hold on to my faith. And they begin to neglect it. They do. They fail to feed their faith. I'll tell you one thing. If you have faith in God tonight and you're not reading the Bible every day, your faith will not grow. That's why Jesus said that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We fail to add to our faith. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. We fail to exercise our faith. Luke chapter 17. And we fail to check our faith. You know, the Bible says that we are to take inventory of our lives and ask ourselves the question, am I what I should be? Am I doing what God has asked me to do? Let me ask you these questions tonight. Do you believe what you have always believed? You know, it troubles me when I see some people today who say, well, I know what the Bible says, but I've just changed my opinion about that. What caused you to change your opinion about your faith in God and to be able to hold on to that line that says this is right or this is wrong? Do you feel that your faith is stronger right now than it ever has been? It should be. Your faith is either dying or it's growing. Do you tolerate things you didn't before? Sometimes people do that. They tolerate certain things today that they would have never tolerated before in their lives. That's why some never come to worship. Are you not as bothered by wrong or sin today as you used to be bothered by it? You know, it should trouble us when we see sin in our life and we do nothing at all about it. And then another question, are you bored with Bible study? Sometimes people say, well, I come to worship and it's just a boring experience. What's boring about it? When you're learning the will of God and when the Word of God is being spoken and when we are here to worship and glorify God, what is boring about that? If it is boring, there is something wrong in your life. Is it more difficult to come to worship now? You know, sometimes people get up with little aches and pains, or they get up with a headache and they say, well, you know, I just don't feel good today. I don't feel like going to worship. I'm going to tell you something. When you go on to worship, you feel better when you leave. You do. Does saturated or damp describe your faith at this moment? I'm afraid if the truth were known, then maybe we would have to say yes. Has your spiritual appetite changed? What is happening to my faith? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If there's an admonition in all of the Bible, it is this one. Never, ever give up on faith. Never give up on your faith in God. Let me tell you why that's true. Jesus said to be thou faithful unto death, Revelation 2 and verse 10, and I will give you the crown of life. Being faithful unto death. Remember that passage I read a moment ago in Hebrews chapter 11? And all of these died in faith. It is not enough to live in faith. We must die in faith. And when the Apostle Paul came to the end of life's sojourn, Paul could say that I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith, and henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not only to me, but to all of them that love his appearing. The book of Romans chapter 12 says that the righteous will live by faith. We have to put our faith into action. And let me challenge you this week as members of the Crockett Road congregation. Let me challenge you this week in Palestine to put your faith in action. And I'm going to tell you something. People will know that you love God and that you honor Him and that you serve Him. Faith takes God without any ifs. So turn your unbelief into a belief in God, and say, God, strengthen my faith. I hope tonight, if you're not a Christian, we're going to sing the song of invitation. And if you're here tonight and you need to respond to the gospel of our Lord, I hope you'll respond by faith and in faith tonight. And when we do that, if we surrender our lives to New Testament baptism, God saves us, our faith must grow. And if you're a Christian tonight with weak faith, I hope you'll examine your heart and make changes that need to be made while we stand and while we sing.